From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Today is the 50th anniversary of the armistice that ended the Korean War. It's often labeled the Forgotten War, coming so soon after World War II. It began in 1950. Communist China and the Soviet Union backed North Korea. The Americans backed South Korea. But on the National Mall here in Washington, the conflict which claimed over 36,000 American lives and several million Koreans is remembered by a ghostly memorial in which soldiers stalk through a seemingly haunted patch of enemy territory. 8,000 Americans are listed as missing in action in Korea. At the edge of the peacefully trickling fountain at the memorial, we spoke with the man responsible for trying to recover and identify those remains. Jerry Jennings is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for POW and Missing and Personnel Affairs. Secretary Jennings, you personally have been involved and succeeded in talking with North Korean emissaries to help cover the remains of American servicemen. Can you tell us about what's gone on recently?
I just returned last week from my fourth negotiation with the North Koreans. This last meeting last week resulted in us agreeing to have two recovery operations this year. Last year we had three. Those three operations last year resulted in the return of remains of 27 of our fallen warriors. I realize that many of my colleagues at State and Defense have difficulty talking their issues with the North Koreans. We have been successful, and we appreciate the cooperation we're getting on the other side.
It does seem remarkable, given that North Korea is in the news frequently and certainly now over nuclear tensions and the dispute around the resumption of its nuclear program. It seems remarkable they would talk to you about this.
At the negotiating table, they have a rather set pattern, and it did not really vary this time, even though the tensions are much greater than they have been in the past. They open by criticizing the U.S. government, the president, what we're doing around the world, and whatever we've recently said about them, and that propaganda barrage goes on for up to 15 minutes. And then they turn the page, and then they start talking about the negotiations. They have stated to me many times that they realize this is a humanitarian issue, and that's the only reason they're cooperating with us.
These recovery efforts have been ongoing intermittently since 1997. How many Korean MIAs have been positively identified?
Well, actually, since 1996. And we've returned the remains of 178, and only 13 have been identified.
Now, what is this whole effort, the negotiations, as well as the IDing effort, the whole team that you've assembled mean for family members who've come forth, who want to try to identify their loved ones?
I can tell you, when I have a mother come up to me, like in a recent family update in Little Rock, Arkansas, and starts talking about her 18-year-old son, with tears flowing down her cheeks about, I know him now if he walked through that door. I can see him. I know every part of his body. He's got a scar on his knee, she said. Mm. And I'm thinking as she's talking to me, that 18-year-old son, if he were alive, would now be like 68.
Right.
But he's frozen forever in her mind at 18. And she'll never forget him, and she'll never give up hope that she's going to be able to bring his remains home.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor to meet with you and speak to you.
Jerry Jennings is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for POW Missing and Personnel Affairs. In 1950, Vincent Krebs went off to war with his twin brother, Richard. They were teenagers from Pennsylvania. Only Vincent returned. Richard disappeared in battle. The Army declared him missing in action and later said he was dead. Vincent Krebs is here with us today at the Korean War Memorial, where there seem to be so many people here today, and we're very glad that you could be with us, Mr. Krebs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm proud to be here.
When was the last time you saw him, your brother Richard?
There was a driver wounded on the front lines, and Richard was called back to the front to replace that driver. And it wasn't 2 weeks later that I learned that Richard had been wounded. And we thought it would be that $1 million wound that sends people home. This didn't happen. maybe a month later, I ended up in a hospital, only I went to Pusan, to the USS Repose. I missed my brother by a few days, people that had seen the last name and knew he had just left. So this was the bad news. Richard was heading back to Korea, but it wasn't all bad news because the Incheon invasion had taken place. Things were moving rapidly north. There was talk about the war being over. We'd be home by Christmas. So here I am laying in a hospital in Japan, and I wanted to be with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Korea I went, and this time we landed in Incheon, and they headed us, what I assume, north to rejoin our units.
Were you looking for your brother at that
time? I started looking for my brother. And I looked at among the wounded and the weary, and finally two guys walked over to me and said, "Vince, sorry to tell you, but Richard's missing in action."
What was it like to come back from the Korean War then? What sort of treatment, reception, I should say, did you receive from Americans?
Well,
how much did they know?
When we came home just like the World War II veterans came home. We went and tried to get jobs, tried to start a living. We didn't talk about war. We had no clubs to join. We couldn't join the VFW and American Legion. We weren't allowed. So we didn't have anywhere to discuss our wars or anything about it.
Why weren't you allowed to join those clubs?
Well, they just weren't recognized, and it took years for them to recognize us through our Korean Service Medal. And finally, we were admitted. And America didn't see the war on television like they seen Vietnam. I guess the main thing is in 1984, we seen the Vietnam veterans doing so much and having a memorial built and telling about their war that we thought, hey, you know, we were forgotten, or we forgot ourselves. We got to start getting busy here.
8,100 U.S. Soldiers are still missing from the Korean War, and the Pentagon has done a lot in terms of trying to recover and ID some of the missing, but just really a handful compared to the numbers still missing. Do you hold out any hope for recovery and possible ID of your brother's remains?
Well, I'll never give up hope. My heart won't let me. My mind tells me, you know, something else, that someday I have to let loose of this.
Well, Vincent Krems, it's been a great honor to talk to you. Thank you very much.
It's a great honor for me to talk about my brother. Believe me, I'll talk about him the rest of my life.
Yeah, we're almost done.